Milwaukee resident Warren Lilly has been on a hunger strike since 2004. He was convicted of severely beating his wife in 2002 and is due for release in 9 years. But since 2004, he's been regularly strapped to a chair and force-fed. Last month, Dodge County Judge Andrew Bissonette ordered the DOC to stop the force-feeding. Frank VandenBosch of the WisconsinPrisonWatch.org applauds the ruling. He says Lilly has no desire to die or reduce his sentence. He says instead he's using the strike to raise political issues.
Warren has been protesting the over-incarceration of minorities, the over-incarceration of mentally ill, and the over-incarceration of people with drug-related problems. He really has a broad view of the justice system and how it's falsely or wrongly impacting the poor and uneducated.
The DOC is appealing the judge's ruling. Spokesman John Dipko says the state has the responsibility to prevent prisoners from jeopardizing their own health.
That includes stopping some from self-harm, whether it's through a suicide attempt or refusing to eat or drink.
In reaching his ruling, the judge had himself strapped into the same chair used to force-feed Lilly. The ruling cites the $200,000 to $300,000 a year the state is spending to carry out the feedings. Lilly stopped his hunger strike in March, but vows to restart it after the judge rules on the state's appeal. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.